السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا ومرشدنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected brothers, mothers and sisters, every relationship that we enjoy on earth is not purely based on love. It always has some ulterior motive, some self-interest that is attached. In other words, there is no one on planet earth who loves you purely out of love. They may love you, but there is definitely an element of self-interest. There is definitely some motive behind why they love you. Let's take the examples of some of the primary relationships that we have in our lives. The parent-child relationship. Many would refer to that relationship as the epitome of love. The love that a parent has for the child, in many ways it is unparalleled. But it's not 100% sincere. It's not without motive, it's not without self-interest. Why does a parent want a child? You want a child because you want your name to continue. You want your legacy to continue. You want a child because you want somebody to inherit from you. Otherwise my brothers and sisters will inherit. So I might as well have a child. You want a child because in your old age you want somebody to be there for you. You want somebody to support you. So these motives are permissible motives, but they are motives nonetheless. They are motives nonetheless. So that relationship is not one which is 100% pure out of love. It has motives. It has self-interest. The parent has interest in wanting a child. If you look at another relationship, the most intimate relationship, the husband and wife relationship, it's also based on motives and interest. You may love your wife, you may say habibati, she may say habibi, you send icons with smiley faces and blowing hearts and everything else. But why did you get married? Because you want physical intimacy. You want emotional companionship. So there are interests, there are motives in that marriage. When your interests are not being served, all of a sudden that marriage hits a rocky patch. Look at another relationship which is primary in our existence. The student-teacher relationship. Even if it's a student of deen and a teacher of deen, there are motives. The teacher wants somebody to whom he can pass on his knowledge. So the knowledge does not stop with him. The student wants somebody from whom he can seek knowledge. Many times in a student-teacher relationship, there's payment that takes place. The teacher may want thawab-e jariyah, perpetual reward. And then that can only happen if you pass on what you know to somebody else, and they will pass it on to somebody else. So there's a motive. In friendship also there's a motive. Why do you have friends? Because we cannot live isolated lives. We want companionship. Why do you have friends? Because you want somebody to be there for you in your time of need. Somebody you can rely on. Someone that is a rock of support. So every relationship that you have is one that is based on some degree of motive and some type of self-interest or the other. It's not 100% a relationship of love, except two relationships. The first, in a hadith Qudsi, Allah says, and listen to these words, Ya Abdi, Allah says, O my servant, Kullun yuriduka li nafsi. Everyone loves you because they want something from you. Your mother loves you because she wants a good child. Your teacher loves you because he wants a student who can take his name further. Everyone loves you because they want something from you. Wa ana uriduka lak, and I love you because it is to your benefit. My love for you, O my servant, has no interest, no motive, because I'm Rabbul Alameen, I don't need you. I don't need you, and I don't need anything. Like we know, the ulama have told us, if the entire creation were to reject Allah, it would not harm Allah in the least bit. And if the entire creation were to accept Allah, it will not increase in the grandeur and the greatness of Allah in the least bit. So when Allah loves you, it is purely out of love. There is no motive, there is no self-interest. كُلٌّ يُرِيدُكَ لِنَفْسِهِ وَأَنَا أُرِيدُكَ لَكَ. That's the first exception. The second exception is the love of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for every ummati. Why is that an exception? Because when the Nabi of Allah loves you, he gains nothing out of it. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. His position is already secured by Allah. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Allah has already elevated him to the highest of the high from the creation of Allah. أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلْدِ آدَمَ وَلَا فَخْرَ. The Nabi of Allah had said, I am the leader of the entire progeny of Adam a.s. I don't state it out of pride. I state it as a matter of fact. So the Nabi of Allah does not need to love us. He does not gain from loving us. But his love is purely motivated by sincerity. Like we discussed the other night. When Allah said, O Muhammad, I will give you so much that you will become happy. He said, O Allah, I will not be happy. I will not be happy until every ummati of mine has entered Jannah. So there are two exceptions when it comes to relationships. There are only two that love you for your sake, not for their sake. And that is Allah and the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So allow me this morning to speak to you about becoming the beloved of Allah and making Allah your beloved. I talked to you this morning, this day of Eid, after the great month of Ramadan, about love. Because Islam is about love through and through. But you need to make Allah your beloved, and you need to become the beloved of Allah before you can radiate the love of Allah to the rest of humanity. You know, you can pay lip service and say, oh, Islam is not a religion of violence, Islam is a religion of love. Walk the talk. Walk the talk. Show them that Islam is a religion of love. But you can only show them if you have that fire of the love of Allah burning in your bosom. The flame is there, definitely. Because we are all torch bearers of the kalima la ilaha illallah. But it needs to turn into a raging fire of love. Which will touch and will burn everyone that we meet. And everyone that we interact with. And you know what? It's not difficult. To become the beloved of Allah is not difficult. Why? Allah says, وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً. Allah says, take one baby step towards becoming my beloved. I will run to you and embrace you and make you my beloved. Just take one baby step. And the more you come closer to Allah, making Allah your beloved and becoming the beloved of Allah, Allah says, كُنْتُ سَمَعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. I become your ears with which you hear. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصُرُ بِهِ. Your eyes with which you see. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهِ. And your legs with which you walk. Meaning, every action, every word, every thought of yours is guided by the love of Allah. Every thought, every action, every word of yours is then guided by the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is a big, big difference between the love that Allah has for you and the love that creation has for you. Let me explain some of the differences. No matter who loves you from the creation, it will come to an end one day because of death. It has to come to an end. You can have your Layla, you can have your Zulaykha, you can become Majnoon for your Layla also, but it has to end. Either you die or she dies. One of the two. And then she'll become somebody else's Layla. But your love, your relationship of love with Allah never ends. So that's the first difference. The second difference, when someone from the creation loves you, there's always hasad and jealousy. If the parent shows a little bit more love towards the one child, the other children's siblings become jealous. But those who love Allah and are the beloved of Allah, they are never jealous of each other. The third difference, is when you love someone from the creation or you want someone from the creation to love you, you have to initiate. You ask your fro, how much you love me? She says, how much you love me? You speak first. But with Allah, it's different. Imam Qurtubi has said something amazing. He said, one scholar said, I had four misconceptions until I read the Quran. I had four misconceptions until I read the Quran. What was my first misconception? He says, I thought that I must love Allah first, then Allah will love me, until I read the verse where Allah says, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. Allah loves them, then they love Allah. Allah talks about Him loving the creation first, and then the creation loves Allah. He says, I had a second misconception. I thought that I must first become happy with Allah, then Allah will be happy with me. Until I read the verse, and look at the sequence. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah is happy with them, and they are happy with Allah. So Allah is already happy. He said, then my third misconception was, I thought I must remember Allah first, then Allah will remember me. Until I read the verse where Allah says, وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. It is only because Allah remembered you that you were unable to remember Allah. And then he said, my fourth misconception was that I thought maybe I must first think of Allah and turn to Allah in repentance and Allah will think about me. Until I read the verse, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. It is only when Allah gazes at you with His special attention that you are blessed with the ability to turn to Allah in repentance. So Allah was thinking about you first. So there are many differences between the love that the creation will have for you and the love that Allah will have for you. Let me mention one more, which I alluded to during the month of Ramadan as well. That you know, when someone loves you, they can't tolerate a partner. They don't want somebody else loving you. Ask your wife. So when somebody loves you, they can't tolerate anybody else loving you as well. But look at Allah. When Allah loves you, Allah calls Jibreel and says, I love him. Then Jibreel announces to all the angels in the heavens that Allah loves him, so all the angels start to love him. Then Jibreel comes to earth and makes an announcement that Allah loves this person. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everyone on earth is now drawn to that person, attracted to that person, and they start to like and love that person. So Allah is not selfish in His love. Allah is not selfish in His love. But then how do we go on this journey of becoming the beloveds of Allah? In أَوْلِيَاؤُهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ. Allah says, those who are beloved to me are those who have taqwa. Now you have just concluded this great month of Ramadan. The levels of taqwa are high. The levels of taqwa are high. Now what do you do? Take these levels of taqwa and nurture it. Take these levels of taqwa and look after it. Because this taqwa will make you the beloved of Allah. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Who is the beloved of Allah? Those who do good. You've been doing good the entire month of Ramadan. Now continue with this good because it will take you towards your goal of becoming the beloved of Allah. Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkileen. Allah loves those who rely on Him. Ana indal munkasirati qulubukum. Allah says, those people who crush their desires and as a result they break their heart, I come to those broken hearts and I make those hearts my beloved. So you were resisting sin and temptation the whole month of Ramadan. You were abstaining from that which is normally halal. Now continue to abstain from that which is always haram, even if it breaks your heart, because Allah says, I make broken hearts my beloveds. Break your heart for the pleasure of Allah and you become the beloved of Allah. You know what's the benefit of becoming the beloved of Allah? When you become the beloved of Allah, when Allah loves you, then the benefit is not restricted to yourself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَحْفَظُ بِصَلَاحِ الْعَبْدِ وَلَدَهُ وَوَلَدَ وَلَدِهِ وَعِطْرَتَهُ وَعَشِيرَتَهُ وَأَهْلَهُ فِي حِبْدِ اللَّهِ مَا دَامَ عَلَيْهِ. When you become the beloved of Allah, Allah will then cause the benefit to apply to you, to your progeny, to your family, to your community, and to your entire locality. An entire locality will benefit if one man has become the beloved of Allah. Imagine if all of us become the friends of Allah. If all of us make Allah our beloved and we become the beloved of Allah, what will be the nature of this congregation? What will be the nature of this ummah? If you become the beloved of Allah, You know how you will be received on the day of Qiyamah? The scholars have given a beautiful example. They say, you know, when you're gone for a long while, and when you come back, how your wife lays out the tablecloth, and how she prepares a wonderful meal, and how there's a great excitement in the house. That is how the angels will welcome you on the day of Qiyamah if you have become the beloved of Allah. All the time we hear about the horrors of the day of Qiyamah and how long Qiyamah will be. 500 years. And each year is, you know, according to the years of the year after, not according to the years of this world. But Aisha radiallahu anha says that that person who has become the beloved of Allah, Qiyamah will be so quick for him like the 2 rakat sunnah before you read Fajr Salah. That's the benefit of becoming the beloved of Allah. And it doesn't stop there. When you attain Jannah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Because you are the beloved of Allah, you will be granted a very high rank in Jannah. When you look down, you'll see your family, you'll see your progeny. Allah will say, take all of them and let them join him in a higher rank because he was a true friend of Allah. Because he was a true friend of Allah. This day of Eid after this great month of Ramadan is a moment of introspection. Why is it that we have become disobedient servants of Allah? It is because we have allowed the love of everyone and everything else to saturate our hearts, and we have left no place for the love of Allah. The ultimate disgrace is to die without the love of Allah in your heart. That's the ultimate disgrace. Look at the devil. He had 3 ayns, but not the fourth. He was an alim. There was no greater scholar than the devil. He was an abid. There was no greater worshipper than the devil. Even the angels used to be envious of him. He was an arif. He knew who Allah was. But he was not an ashik. He did not have the love of Allah in his heart. And all of his ibadah, all of his knowledge, all of his recognition came to naught because the fire of the love of Allah was not burning in his bosom. Make Allah your beloved, become the beloved of Allah. That's my message to you this morning. Ramadan has given us that boost. Our levels of taqwa are high. Our levels of ita'at and obedience are high. Make use of that now in your journey towards striving to become the beloved of Allah. Man arafa Allah lam yuhib ghayrah. Once you know who your Allah is, you cannot love anyone but Allah. That's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as well, لو كنت متخذا خليلا غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا. Abu Bakr, you my companion in the grave, you my best friend, I knew you from childhood, but my heart belongs to Allah. My heart belongs to Allah. We have allowed the love of everything and everyone else to creep into our hearts. What does Allah say in a hadith Qudsi? يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ كُلَّهَا لَكْ. I have created this dunya and whatever it contains for you. وَخَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ أَجْلِي. But I have created you for me. I have created you for me. So when are you going to start loving me? When are you going to start loving me? Allah wants us to love Him. In another hadith, Qudsi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya Abdi, listen to the words. Ya Abdi, Inni laka muhibbun. Oh my servant, I love you. Oh my servant, I love you. Fabihaqqi alayka kun li muhibba. Now due to that right that I have over you as your creator, when are you going to start showing true love to Allah? Allah is saying, I already love you. But once you start showing true love to me, I will take you from beyond the normal love that I have for my servants and make you the truly beloved. Make you my Khalil. Make you my bosom friend. How do we know? You know, how do we gauge in terms of how we are faring when it comes to the love of Allah? One scholar said, Sidqul mahabbati fi thalath. If you want to test whether your love is genuine or not, then look at 3 things. Your love for Allah. أَيَّخْتَارَ كَلَامَ حَبِيبِهِ عَلَىٰ كَلَامِ غَيْرِهِ. You always give speech, you always give preference to the speech of the beloved over all other speech. The speech of Allah is the Quran. How much of preference are we giving to the Quran after Ramadan in our lives? That will tell us about the state of our relationship with Allah. I read just last night what scholar said out of acknowledgement of gratitude to Allah. He says, when I read the Quran, I actually feel like Allah is talking to me. That's the enjoyment I get. And he says, you know, if Allah is to bless me with Jannah, and the Hoor, the damsel of Jannah, were to approach me, I would say to them first, you know what, before anything else, can you please read the Quran for me? Can you please imagine that Hoor, in all of her beauty, what would you and I say? I'm ready. This man says, I have such love for the Quran, that even if the Hoor of Jannah is to come and say, okay, hold on, that will take place just now, but first read the Quran to me. I have greater pleasure in listening to the Quran. I have greater pleasure. So, the test of our love for Allah would be in how we give preference to the Quran. أَيَّخْتَارَ مُجَالَسَةَ حَبِيبِهِ عَلَى مُجَالَسَةِ غَيْرِهِ. The second test of love is you give preference to the company of the one that you claim to love over all other company. The company of Allah is in the house of Allah. You have frequented the house of Allah throughout the month of Ramadan. Do not desert the house of Allah. Because if you desert the house of Allah, you are deserting the company of Allah. It's falsifying your claim that you love Allah. What's the next test? أَيْ يَخْتَارَ رِضَاءَ حَبِيبِهِ عَلَى رِضَاءَ غَيْرِهِ. You give preference to the happiness of your beloved over the happiness of anyone else. The whole month of Ramadan, you gave preference to the love of Allah. Allah said, fast, you fasted. Allah said, don't eat, don't drink, you didn't eat, you didn't drink. Allah said, perform tarawih, give charity, sit for itikaf, you did all of that. Now continue with it after the month of Ramadan. Continue to give preference to what is making Allah happy over what will make anyone else happy. And if we can do these three things, we will reach a stage. They say, what is haqiqatul mahabbah? What is the reality of loving someone, of loving Allah? أَنْتَهِبَ كُلَّكَ لِمَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَا تُبْقِ مِنْكَ شَيْئًا. That you take yourself and you give yourself totally to the beloved and there is nothing that remains of you. That should be our goal. That Allah, you created me, every fiber of my existence belongs to you. I'm handing myself totally to you out of love. Allah, make me your beloved. Allah, make me your beloved. That should be our dua. You know, we need to ask ourselves pertinent questions. That how much of ourselves have we given to Allah? How much of ourselves have we truly given to Allah? If we claim to love Allah. But the answer to that question should not make us despondent. We are all falling short. It should motivate us that this time around, after this Ramadan, see, Ramadan has given you that boost. Ramadan has given you that injection. Use it now. Utilize it to make a difference in your life. Utilize it to propel you to a great distance in this quest to become the beloved of Allah. In this journey to reaching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We need to ask ourselves in this morning of Eid, is Allah number one priority in my life? Is Allah number one priority in my life? What is the state of my relationship with Allah? Like I spoke on Friday, am I a seasonal Muslim? Am I only going to worship Allah in Ramadan? Now that Eid day is come and almost gone, then I go back to my old ways? Or do I realize that that Allah that was there in Ramadan is the same Allah that is here now? And that I worship Allah. I don't worship Ramadan. I don't worship a particular season. Is it not time for us right now, in the spiritual house of Allah, in this very spiritual blessed hour, to say, oh Allah, I know I am weak, but I also know that you are great. I am making my commitment. I am taking that baby step. Allah, I make my commitment now that I'm taking my first step on the journey to making you my beloved and becoming your beloved. Allah, I anticipate you running towards me and embracing me. Allah, accept my humble, broken effort. I start the journey right now, today, with your grace and with your ability and blessings, Allah. Let's make that commitment to Allah. You know, when you become the beloved of Allah, even death can't scare you. Why? Al-mawtu jisrun yusilu al-habib ila al-habib. Because death is a bridge which joins the one beloved to the other. You know, once Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Malakul Maut came to him, so Malakul Maut came to him with a lot of respect, right? And he said that it's time for me to take your soul. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to meet Allah, but he asked the question, هَلْ رَأَيْتُ خَلِيلًا يَقْبِضُ رُوحَ خَلِيلِهِ. He says, ask Allah that, am I not his khalil? Am I not his bosom friend? And if I am, then how can Allah ask for my soul to be taken? So the angel of death asked the question and he came back with the answer. But Allah answered in the form of another question. هَلْ رَأَيْتُ خَلِيلًا يَكْرَهُ لِقَاءَ خَلِيلِهِ. That Ibrahim, how is it that one friend is reluctant to meet the other? I'm not taking your soul because I want to put you through difficulty. I'm taking your soul because I want to hasten for you to meet me. So when you become the beloved of Allah and the love of Allah is raging as a fire in your bosom, you will want to live your long life because you have more time to make ibadah, earn reward and invest in the year after. But when the time comes, you'll say, Ajjil, Ajjil, come, it's time for me to meet Allah. It's time for me to enter the court of my beloved. That's why Allah says that أَلَا طَالَ شَوْقُ الْأَبْرَارِ إِلَى لِقَائِهِ. The pious have a desire to meet me. وَأَنَا إِلَى لِقَائِهِمْ لَأَشَدُّ شَوْقًا. But I have a greater desire to meet them. If you become the beloved of Allah, you will desire to meet Allah, but Allah will have a greater desire to meet you. Allah will have a greater desire to meet you. Let me just mention a point as I conclude, brothers. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah does not allow you to have two hearts in your bosom. You have only one heart, and you have to dedicate it to Allah. How do you become the beloved of Allah? Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me. They say when you love something, you will remember that thing excessively. Remember Allah excessively verbally. Remember Allah by your actions. How do you become the beloved of Allah? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you become the beloved of Allah? يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ. The more you indulge in nafil, the more you become the beloved of Allah. Nafil was not only for the month of Ramadan. قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ بِالتَّدَبُّرِ وَالتَّفَهُمْ. Reading Quran and endeavoring to understand the Quran, it makes you the beloved of Allah. To remember the favors of Allah makes you the beloved of Allah. لَوْ كُنْتُمْ أَحِبَّائِي مَا فَرَرْتُمْ عَلَى بَلَائِي. When Allah tests you, do not become impatient. Allah says, if you truly love me, you won't run away every time I test you. You won't become intolerant every time I test you. And then obviously to make dua to become the beloved. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. Oh Allah, make me from amongst those who are beloved to you. And grant me every action. You see, what making dua is not only the thing. Grant me the actions that will make you beloved to you. And join me with those people who are beloved to you. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا. Oh Allah, make your love the most beloved of all things to us. The most beloved of all things to us. The greatest spiritual station that you can reach is to become the beloved of Allah. And when you become the beloved of Allah, you will radiate that love to all of humanity. And you will show them that Islam is a religion of love. And Islam is not a religion of hate. Islam can kindle. It can kindle the flames of love for all of humanity. But for that to happen, we need to first nurture the fire of Allah's love in our own bosoms. So that we can torch every other flame and that we can spread the love. That's how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won over the Sahaba. Why were they so loyal to him? Even though they suffered because of his love. How did Islam spread? Not because of the sword. Because of love. Because of love. My message this morning to you is become the beloved of Allah. Make Allah your beloved. Fill your bosom with the love of Allah. Then take that love to the Ummah. Then take that love to humanity. And there will be a transformation. There will be a revolution in this world. I'll leave you with this incident. One day, the angels asked Allah. They said, oh Allah, you have given Ibrahim alayhi salam this title of Khalil. That's a very high title. We have some reservations as to whether he's worthy of the title or not. Khalil means a very close bosom friend. So Allah said, okay, if you have reservations, test him. So the angels came, two of them, in the form of humans. And they stood at a distance. Now what was Ibrahim alayhi salam doing at that time? He was looking after his sheep. Every Nabi was a shepherd. And what did they do? They started reciting the praises of Allah. Which praises of Allah? The very praises that were recited every night here. Subhana dhil mulki wal malakut. Subhana dhil izzati wal azmati wal haybati wal qudrati wal kibriyai wal jabarut. Subhana al malik al hayy alladhi la yanamu wa la yamut. Subbuhun quddusun rabbuna wa rabbul malaikati wal ruh. Ibrahim alayhi salam had the fire of love of Allah burning his bosom. When he heard these praises of Allah being sung, he ran to the angels who were in human form. He said, please repeat it. Please repeat it. They said, no, nothing is for mahala. You must pay. He said, okay, here's my entire flock of sheep. Take half. So the angels took half and they read it a second time. But every time he heard the praises of Allah, his love for Allah increased. So he said, one more time. They said, pay again. So he gave the second half of his flock. He now had nothing. And they recited these praises of Allah. And now his love for Allah raised to an even higher level. He said, one more time. They say, you have nothing to give us. He said, look, I've given you all of my sheep. Take me. Make me your slave. Let me look after those sheep. Let me live the rest of my life as your servant and slave. But do not deprive me of listening to these praises of my Allah for one more time. And when he said that, they said, Ibrahim, you are truly the Khalil of Allah. We have been sent to test you. May Allah make us all from amongst those who are his beloved and who carry the raging fire of his love in our hearts and who will take that love of Allah